Welcome back to another edition of This Week on Channel 9. I'm your host, Christina Warren, Senior Cloud Developer Advocate. I'm in athleisure today because I was supposed to do yoga this morning with Allison Krug, our wonderful event and community strategist. However, the Pacific Northwest decided to be, well, the Pacific Northwest, and I didn't do yoga, and I'm dressed like this anyway. On the bright side, the rain means that some of the smoke that has made the air quality in the area nearly unbearable, and I say this as someone who moved to Seattle from New York City, so that's a good thing. All right, enough about the weather, let's get into this week's dev news. Warning, we're in the dog days of summer in the Northern Hemisphere, so there wasn't as much big news as usual, but we've still got some great stuff. First up, in conference news, Microsoft Ignite is just a month away. The conference will be in Orlando from September 24th through 28th, and I'll be there along with the Channel 9 crew, and we would love to see you there at the conference as well. If you can't join us in Orlando, don't worry, you can join us online. And speaking of online, .NET Conf will be streaming to a device near you September 12th through 14th. Now, this is a free 3-day virtual conference organized by the .NET community and Microsoft. So check out a link to a video in the show notes featuring the amazing Beth Massey, the product marketing manager from the .NET team, about what you could expect this year. And then be sure to tune in on Channel 9 for the event. Speaking of .NET, ASP.NET Core 2.2.0 Preview 1 is now available. And this is the next minor release of ASP.NET Core and .NET Core. And the team is ready to share this now with a broader audience and is looking for feedback to shape the release. Some of the changes coming to ASP.NET 2.2 include a SignalR Java client, HTTP2 in Kestrel, and improvements to IIS hosting. So check out the show notes for more information and a link to a video of the ASP.NET community stand-up from earlier this week. In other .NET news, Bing.com is now running on .NET Core 2.1. Woohoo! Since its beginnings, Bing.com has run on the .NET framework, but it recently transitioned to running on .NET Core. And in a blog post linked in the show notes, the team explains what went into the transition and some of the performance improvements that have happened as a result. And it's a terrific read to see how such a major site took on this kind of transition. So congrats to the Bing team for all your hard work. It's awesome. Speaking of Bing, my pal David Smith has a great post up on the new Azure Medium page showing off how to make R speak with the Bing Search API, or rather speech API. So follow David's steps to get R talking. And who doesn't want R to talk? In some Azure news, there's a great post on the Azure Development Community blog from Microsoft partner Marcin Kozidowski. I totally butchered that. And it's comparing Service Fabric and Kubernetes from a community perspective. And this is part of a series, and this part focuses on distributed systems architecture. And the differences between container orchestration systems like Service Fabric and Kubernetes can sometimes be difficult to understand. And since both run on Azure, figuring out the advantages of each can be hard to grok. But fortunately, Marin does an excellent job explaining both, and I can't wait for the next part of the series. In some other Azure news, Azure Site Recovery, otherwise known as ASR, now supports cross-subscription disaster recovery for Azure Virtual Machines. And this is great because many organizations often have multiple Azure subscriptions in an account for billing or management purposes. And with the new capability, you can replicate your virtual machines to a different Azure region of your choice within a geographical cluster across subscriptions. So check out the show notes and a link to the blog to see how all of this works. In some Xamarin news, the Xamarin team has a great blog post about how to get started with Android 9.0, aka Android Pie. And this is the latest version of Android, and it was just released. And now stable support for Android Pie is inside Xamarin.android.9.0 with Visual Studio 2017 15.8 and Visual Studio for Mac 7.6. And speaking of Visual Studio for Mac, version 7.6 is out now. And in addition to the Android Pie support, it also adds some performance and stability enhancements. It also expands Azure Functions support, including publishing Azure Functions to Azure. The download link and release notes are in the show notes down below. And now it's time for my pick of the week. The JavaScriptification of everything is now complete because Windows 95, running an Electron app, is now a thing. Slack engineer Felix Reisberg, who is both a contributor to the Electron project and a Microsoft alum, he released this project on GitHub, and it's like my favorite thing ever, or at least this week. It uses the V86 project. Felix, he managed basically to cram the entire Windows 95 OS into an Electron app that will run on Mac, Linux, and yes, Windows. TCP/IP doesn't work, though pull requests are welcome, but the whole operating system is there and the results are amazing. Now, this is where I would normally make some sort of joke about Electron's reputation for consuming lots of memory. For the record, Windows 95 and Electron is only like 400 megabytes or so. But honestly, this is so cool, I don't even want to tease. Find a link to download the release in the show notes. We need Windows 98 SE next. Well, that does it for me. Let me know what version of Windows you want to see run in an Electron app in the comments. And if you like this video, please go ahead and give us a like and be sure to subscribe so that you can get great dev content. You can get all the great dev content we put out on Channel 9 every single day. See you next time.